season so far. You're by far first in the NFL in yards and kind of in the middle in points. I mean, you look at the half glass half full, half empty. How do you look at it?
Well, you look at why, you know, first thing you look at when you look at film is why haven't you put up more points? And it's pretty easy. We had some opportunities down there. We got two touchdowns called back, and one we overcame, the other one we didn't. Obviously, had a missed field goal down there. So we had some opportunities. If you move the football like we did, eventually the points are going to come. So just got to keep on working.
So you'd rather be in that position where you're getting a lot of yards and not many points. You think that's more it shows that you got a good offense, getting yards rather than points right now?
I'd say if you're averaging 400-something yards a game, when normally about 375 to 380 leads it, that you'd feel pretty good. But you still want to score points. That's the nature of the game. You'd much rather be number one in points than you would number one in total offense. But usually they go pretty close to hand in hand. So we've got some work to do. And but, you know, the positive side is we're doing some good things.
Mike, when you look at the possessions where you gained a lot of yards and not come away with points, are there any common threads?
Yeah. You know, you take a look at it and, you know, you had one in the goal line and we had a fade route there, just a little bit overthrown. And, you know, you have some penalties and you get two touchdowns called back, and you know, one you get a little push off, and you know, you just can't make those mistakes. But you know, the encouraging thing is, you know, you're driving the ball and you're moving the ball. And you do that, then normally good things will happen because you're, you know, doing a lot of things very positively.
How much of it all has Travis exceeded your expectations?
Well, he hasn't really exceeded my expectations because, you know, when we looked at him play last year with Tennessee, he did that pretty consistently, you know, throughout the year. And you can see him break tackles. You could see him make plays that a lot of people can't make. And, you know, you're just hoping that, you know, he can hang on to the football. And as the game gets on, that he wants the ball more. He can stay halfway fresh. And we put Selvin Young in there on third downs. We thought that would help him a little bit where he wasn't out there the whole game, you know, running pass routes and having to protect. So that helped us for a young player to come in and make some plays and be smart enough in pass protection where we can trust him. So, you know, that's been good for us and I think good for him.
Like you mentioned, the push-off that you guys overcame. Brandon Marshall, for a guy who missed most of the training camp, is certainly asserting himself, not like somebody who would be a second-year player. Can you talk about him a little bit?
Well, you know, he's, you know, you could see last year he's got a lot of ability. And, you know, he had to overcome that injury that he had, and he had a good off-season program, and then couldn't push himself through that one injury. And it did take him a few weeks to get back in football shape. You know, he played in Dallas. He played a very incomplete game. You know, wasn't in football shape. And so when you take a look at those preseason games or you take a look at the preseason practices, you could see him coming, but he wasn't there. He's a competitor. You know, he did a great job blocking in the game. I think everybody could see his receptions, but the thing that went unnoticed is how he dominated in the running game. And so not only is he doing a good job catching the football, he's doing a great job in run support, and that gives you a chance to have a good running game.
Is it tough for a young receiver to kind of buy into the blocking and how good he's been so far?
No, not really. You know, usually you have it or you don't. You know, some guys shy away from blocking. That's just their nature. When you're talking about the wide receiver position, then you have some guys that, you know, love contact. I mean, he was a free safety for a year when their free safety got hurt at Central Florida. You know, he's a hitter. Doesn't shy away from contact, as I think you saw a week ago against Buffalo when Jay scrambled to the left. And he kind of knocked down a couple guys when he was scrambling on their sideline. So you can see that he enjoys it and really, you know, really helps your running back at some, you know, big yards.
The amount of skill position players, the talented skill position players you have, is this offense, is it possible that they're going to be as good as some of the better offenses you've coached?
I sure hope so. That's what we're working for. And the first 2 days, you know, considering there's a lot of new players in a lot of different positions, been pretty good. You know, for guys to come in this quickly and kind of adjust, you know, to your system. You know, you got a new tight end, you got a new fullback, you got a new tailback, you got a new tight end, you got one new wide receiver, you got a new left guard, you got a new right guard, you got a new right tackle. That's a lot of guys playing at different positions. So sometimes it takes a little while to get that continuity going. But the good thing is we're playing hard, we're playing together, and doing some good things.
Do you see improvements in Javon Walker's game this year as opposed to last year? Is it still coming?
I see him playing with a lot more confidence. You know, I think any time that, you know, you come off of surgery, you're not really sure about that ACL. And I think it's just human nature where it takes some time to feel comfortable with yourself, hoping that you don't have to go through that rehab program another year, that it is repaired and you can play, you know, with the knee or play with whatever injury you had comfortably and not have to think and just react.
You talked about Marshall and Walker, but I mean, does the common thread between the three of those guys at that back, they're willing to go over the middle? I mean, all three of those guys, I mean, not every receiver is, but I mean.
Well, if you're not willing to go over the middle, usually you're not a receiver in the National Football League very long. We surely don't want them on our team. So, you know, you've got to have guys that are fearless, that can concentrate on the ball, and hopefully all our receivers are like that. The unsung hero in this game was Daniel Graham. I mean, he dominated the line of scrimmage and, you know, just, you know, gave us 60 minutes of unbelievable football. You know, that was one of the best tight end demonstrations that I've seen in a long time. And even though he only had one catch, you're talking about a guy that is very impressive.
Were you trying to set a record with the number of times he went in motion in that game?
I think we tried to set a record, yeah. But, you know, there's obviously strategies behind that, which we don't go into detail with, but, you know, there was a reason for it. And he just did a heck of a job, you know, considering he does have some asthma. And for him to play a complete game and be in motion as much as he did kind of give you an idea on how important it is to him.
Coach, unless you threw the ball to Selvin Young downfield a few times, what do you see in him that makes that an option for you?
You know, number one, he's got great hands. He's extremely bright. If you're going to cover him in the linebacker, you better be pretty good. And I just think he's got a big upside. He's very mature. He's like a third, fourth-year guy, you know, coming in. And nothing seems to faze him. When he comes off the field and you ask him a question, he can give you an answer. You know, that's kind of unusual for a young guy coming in the National Football League with all the different defenses and fronts and blitzes you see. He doesn't make very many mistakes.
Can you see Selvin Young as a starter in this league?
Yeah, I can see him as a starter, yeah. He is a starter in this league. Yeah. He's got that type of ability. I really don't know, to be honest with you. Why did we get him as a free agent? That's a better question. Oh, maybe because we didn't have a fifth, sixth, and seventh. I'm glad we didn't. Now at least we sound a little smarter. You know what?
I didn't trade him.
No, I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. You feel pretty fortunate though when you get a guy like that, and you know, Rod Smith. There's been a few great ones.
Sometimes you ice a kicker with the timeout, and sometimes you don't. What made you decide to?
Just the rhythm, you know, they got on the field real quick and you know, just had a gut, you know, when you get a guy like that, you know, get a kicker that's been around a little bit and just felt like, and I watched him kick before, you know, before the game started, you know, he's making them from 70 yards. So I just a gut.
How far did you think the miss would have gone?
What's that?
You get the top of the upper 52 yards, how far did you think?
That would have been good at 75. Yeah, no question.
Did you think Jay Bly helped when he pushed it to the left and he had a little bit of slice come in?
Could have been. I thought it was going to be way left. It started to come back in. Yeah.
How's Henry's ankle?
What do you call that, a slook? In golf terms? A little bit of a slice initially and then it came back in. What's that?
Henry's ankle.
Travis. I think he's okay. I think it was worse last week than this week. He was in here for treatment today, though. Should be all right. No, I haven't. I know he's going to talk to the doctors today or the doctor today, and I should get some input later on, but I haven't. No news yet.
Well, it's great to get a win against any team, specifically the visual opponent. Is there maybe a little extra, a little fair the way you did it because it is the Raiders?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, we had a chance to really put them away. It was disappointing. You know, all of a sudden you're up 24-3 or at least 20-3. You miss a field goal. They get an onside kick, and all of a sudden you get a game, and then you come back with a safety, and then you kind of find out what you're made of. And, you know, it's always nice to win games like that, especially at home, especially within the division. So I feel very fortunate that, you know, we won the football game, especially the way we did. But, you know, it shows a lot of character to overcome some of the adversity that we had, and hopefully we can, you know, put a full game together and put somebody away.
Well, adding on to what you just said, does that concern you that you weren't able to put away this team when you had that opportunity?
Well, yeah. Well, that's what we're talking about. But you got to find a way to win. You look at the good things, you look at the bad things, but the bottom line is you got to find a way to win it, way to win. And, you know, we had our opportunities. We did it. You know, a couple of touchdowns scored, and all of a sudden you get a missed field goal and touchdown called back, and all of a sudden it's a dogfight. So, you know, they're a good defense. People forget there's not going to be a lot of points scored against this team very consistently. I don't believe, anyhow. You know, last week against Detroit, you know, they kind of got out of their game plan. You know, you turn the ball over on the 13, 23, and 33, and you get a couple big plays, a couple big passes. But anyway, you know, we'll find out over time.
Like, any concerns about Jason missing another one? Jason Ewing missing another fairway yesterday?
No, he's smart enough to wipe it out. And, you know, he's been a great kicker for a lot of years. And, that's just part of the profession. You got to be able to wipe those things out. And he's strong enough mentally to do it.
Mike, I realize this goes completely against your competitive interest in the game, but from a competition committee standpoint, can you see any validity to an objection to the combination of circumstances that allows you to call a timeout on the sideline, meaning the offensive line's not going to see it, and therefore effectively forces them to kick a 52-yard field goal twice?
I guess I don't really understand the question.
The combination of the new rule that allows the coach to call the timeout,
right,
and the ability to call it the very last second as you do in the center, getting ready to snap the ball, the combination of those two circumstances allows you to basically force them to kick that field goal twice to make it.
Well, I would have had the player, you know, on the sideline, the guy going out, he would have done the same thing. I would have told him, hey, all of a sudden when he takes a look at that holder, I would have a player call a timeout. We would have told the umpire and had a time anyhow. So, regardless, if I called it, or I would have had to been organized enough, which we would have if I didn't have the opportunity to call a timeout, someone else would have done on the field. In the past, we've had somebody do it on the field, same situation. You know, so you work through it, knowing the rules. Obviously, with the current rules, it's very easy for me to talk to the official beforehand and saying, hey, you know, well, I'm going to call a timeout. So there's no question in his mind, did you do it before, did you do it after? You know.
Do you feel like you were just able to take advantage of the rules the way they're written? If there was kind of a little gray area there as to how the thing works?
Well, you know, you always go with the current rules. If it was the rules beforehand, they still probably would have snapped it. They still, you know, we've done it before the same way. When a player's called a timeout, you know, he'd look at the umpire, and when you look at, you know, he'll call it right then. So if you're communicating with the guy in the field or guy in the sideline, it really doesn't matter. Sometimes the players can see it beforehand, though, that there's a chance. Where, you know, when you're doing a coach in the sideline, obviously, you know, the bench doesn't see it.
You've been put in a situation the last 2 weeks where your coaching decisions have had a huge impact on the very end of the game. You didn't want the timeout last week. This week you did take the timeout. It's kind of odd that it's come down to that twice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I said after the game, I think they're trying to kill me. Anytime you go through, you know, games like that, you put so much time into it, and it comes down to the last second, you know, you feel pretty fortunate to sneak away with a win.
Like, is that as personally satisfying to you as a coach to make those split-second decisions over the last 2 weeks as, you know, maybe successful game planning is?
Well, you know, yeah. I think that just comes through time. You know, you've screwed it up so many times that eventually you got to get it right. And I think as a head coach, the more you're in it, and the more comfortable you feel with game situations, that, you know, it becomes fairly natural. You know, I wish I could have said that, you know, a number of years ago. You know, you just, you know, because it's got to come up like that all the time. And, you know, you still screw up enough where you second guess yourself, so it's not always, it doesn't always work out. And saying, hey, why didn't I do this or that?
Give your team any confidence, you
think? Oh, yeah, a lot of confidence. I mean, a lot of confidence. You know, we got to get better. You know, as Sandy mentioned, you know, we got to get a lot better, you know, relative to stopping the run, you know. But it's, anytime you put in a new defense and you got gap responsibilities and guys are off a little bit, you know, we can get better. And that's the thing that's encouraging. It's not like guys are getting beat, but, you know, when you put your scheme together, you just got to be on top of things to be at the top of your game. And, you know, we weren't at the top of our game with a run defense. Great on top of our game with pass defense, that was very obvious. Anytime they throw the ball 17 times, they didn't want to put a whole lot of pressure on their offensive line. And, you know, we just got, we weren't just synchronized all the time. So that's what we'll work on.
Did you get a chance to watch any of that game last night?
No, you know, I watched just probably maybe 5 minutes of it. Okay. Yeah, I saw the score. And
surprised by that, by the lopsided defense?
Yeah, I got to say I was, you know. That kind of gives you an idea what type of weapons New England must have on offense and how well they're playing. I saw that one catch Welker made and his, you know, his quickness, and obviously we know Moss with the speed he's got, and, you know, their offensive line looked pretty strong. You know, gave him a lot of time, and I did see it. And, you know, Maroney's a great back, so, you know, they've got some weapons on offense, and at their place with the crowd noise obviously helps too.
You gonna bring Alexander back?
Pardon me?
You gonna bring Alexander back?
Yeah, he's back already. Yeah, he's back. We let Chad go. Yeah, we bring Chad in for one day, game day.
He's doing okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's making, yeah. He hasn't played yet, I don't think. Yeah, he's doing okay. Now he's a great guy, and he'll be able to play him at tight end and offensive line. It gives a little depth, and especially with SA being hurt. So hopefully nobody signs him. We have that luxury.
See Ryan Harris getting closer.
Yeah, he is. I'm hoping next week he'll be able to practice. So that's our guess right now.
Mike, you mentioned on the run defense, so you think it's more gap responsibility. How much do you think getting off blocks? I mean, do you think that's key component of that? I mean,
well, obviously, you know, you got to get off blocks, but your defense has got to be coordinated. And I mean, if you're playing an 8-man front or a 7-man front, there's different responsibilities. And when you use a lot of different shifts and motions and different things, a lot of times you can be a little bit off balance, and we were a little bit off balance in the running game. In the passing game, we played very good, but that's what we're going to work at. We'll get better. It's better having that than having guys just flat get beat, you know.
Did you take that as part of the issue with changing the coordinator, that this may happen in the early going?
Happen with offense, it's going to happen with defense, yeah. But let's not get carried away. I mean, how many points did they give up? You know, that's the bottom line, you know, just like offense. You know, you can brag about the yards, but you want to score points, and we feel very fortunate to win. We had a couple of turnovers and an onside kick, and we still won. You know, same thing on defense. The bottom line is to do what? You know, find a way to win, and you give up 7 points 1 week and, you know, 13 points the other week. You know, you feel pretty good.
You obviously like the mindset of your defense. I mean, last week, they've got to get Buffalo off the field so you can get the ball back for that last try. They do. This week, you know, Jordan goes for that long run, but yet they keep it to a 52-yard field goal. I mean, you must be happy with how they rebound from.
Yeah, I was happy with the team. You know, you got to do it special teams, offense, and defense. And it's nice to take a look back after the game when you win and you go through the mistakes. And it's a very positive, you know, mindset. You know, compared to losing a game like that and going back and saying, hey, if you did one of these 10 things, you would have won it. And I've been on that side too many times, too.
Did you think you were going to get McCown?
You know what? I really didn't. You know, for him to play with that fractured finger, because I could see he was wincing a couple of times when he threw it. You could see it hurt him. So he's got to be a pretty tough guy.